scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Luke, chapter 1 through 10. Jesus said to his disciples, "Things that cause people to trip and fall into sin, but how terrible it is for..." Jesus said to his disciples, "Things that cause people to trip and fall into sin must happen, but how terrible it is for the person through whom they happen. It would be better for them to be thrown into a lake with a large stone hung around their necks than to cause one of these little ones to trip and fall into sin. Watch yourselves. If your brother or sister sins, warn them to stop. If they change their hearts and lives, forgive them. Even if someone sins against you 7 times in one day and returns to you 7 times and says, 'I am changing my ways,' you must forgive that person." The apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Would any of you say to your servant who had just come in from the field after plowing or tending sheep, 'Come, sit down for dinner'? Wouldn't you say instead, 'Fix my dinner, put on the clothes of a table servant, and wait on me while I eat and drink. After that, you can eat and drink'? You won't thank that servant because the servant did what you asked, will you? In the same way, when you have done everything required of you, you should say, 'We servants deserve no special praise. We have only done our duty.'" The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Let us pray. God, we thank you for your word that has been read and heard this morning. Let your word be the light that shines in our hearts, pushing away all darkness, guiding us, and leading us closer to be more like you and your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our scripture passage this morning is a very challenging one, and I feel kind of bad that this is the passage with the wonderful recognition this morning of the pen, because I'm going to tell you the opposite of that we are called to do the work of God without being acknowledged for that. So sorry in advance there, Marlene. Still, it's wonderful that you're being recognized for that. But this passage from Jesus is a hard one because what Jesus is asking us to do is challenging. Not only is it a hard task to love one another, to forgive each other, he also is saying you should do it as your duty as a Christian and not expect a reward or even a thanks or any appreciation for it at all, but you should do it nonetheless. And that's what makes it challenging, because as Christians, we have the task of following Christ even when it's not easy, even when it's at times hurtful and heart-wrenching and you're struggling to understand why things happen the way they do. We are called to follow Christ, to be the hands and feet, to be a disciple, and that means loving one another, forgiving each other even though it's painful. And that's one of the main messages from this morning is looking out throughout scripture. It was never meant, or we were never told it was going to be easy. The Israelites, even though they followed God, they struggled and they went through pain. And as Christians, we follow God not because we think we're going to have good things in return and our life is going to become pleasant and joyful. There are many things about it that's joyful and loving, but we follow Christ because that is what we are told to do through Scripture. And the greatest commandment at all, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind, and to love one another, to love your enemy. And it's not an easy task. It's very hard, and it's very challenging. As I thought about this passage this week, I was reminded, if many of you know, a few years ago when my mom and sister and niece came and stayed with me. And I thought back, they were with me for 6 months. And not once in that time frame did I ever hear, "Thank you. Thank you for taking us in. Thank you for rearranging your entire living style and life to help us." And it was very painful because I felt like, well, I did all of this for you. I sacrificed living alone. I sacrificed my living space. And I opened my house to you and welcomed you in. And I didn't get any appreciation or thank you or anything for that. And yet this passage is saying the very opposite of that we are to serve Christ, We are to welcome, to be hospitable, to do the work of the Lord and not expect a thank you or a praise of good job, you're doing what I've told you to do. Instead, Jesus says very clearly at the end, you do it because that is your job, that is your duty. You do it because that is the commandment to follow the Lord, to do what he has called you to. And it's hard because as sinners, right, one of the sins that we struggle with as humans is pride. So of course my pride is hurt because I feel like, well, don't I deserve a thank you at least or a praise because I did this? And yet that's the very opposite of what Jesus is saying. Our pride causes us to say, I deserve praise. I deserve some sort of good acknowledgement for all the work I'm doing. And yet, do we deserve that praise when we are simply doing the job that we are called to do, to love one another? Earlier on in the passage, the disciples, they hear the words of Jesus, and they realize, wow, this is going to be a hard task. You want us to not only forgive someone after they've hurt us, but to continue forgiving them after they continue to hurt us over and over. It says 7 times in a day if they come to you and say, please forgive me, I messed up again, you are to forgive them. And that's what he says, forgive them continually. And even other places in the Gospels, it says 70 times 7, continually forgiving one another after they have harmed you. And we struggle with that. Not only is it hard to forgive someone the first time when they've done something to you, but to continue forgiving them over and over again, when does it end? When do you feel like, man, how can I keep forgiving this person? And the answer Jesus says is, well, you don't keep forgiving them. Your duty as a disciple, as a Christian following me, is to endlessly love, to show compassion, to follow after in my footsteps, the footsteps of Christ, right, in which Christ showed compassion and love. Thinking of the story of Jesus, Jesus served even to death. He served us so much and he loved us so much that he died on a cross. And if you think about it, not everybody in return praises Jesus. We as Christians say, yes, I thank you, Lord, for sending Jesus to save me from sins. But there are so many people out in the world and beyond these walls who have turned away, who said, no, God doesn't exist, or I want nothing to do with that Jesus. And they have caused much more hurt to God, great pain and sadness because of that love, a love that wants them to come and to be a part of the kingdom. Jesus did all of that, and he didn't do it to expect love in return, because of course, not everybody does love him. They don't show him the praise that is deserved, and he does it unconditionally, and he continued to do it for us, to rise from the dead so that all of humanity, all of creation, could have redemption and hope and peace. And yet, that was his role. That was why God sent Christ. That was his job. And even when he was struggling and he's in the garden, he says, Lord, take this cup from me. I don't want to go through with this, but if it is your will, I will do it. He still does the role that God had called him to die for the salvation of all of creation. And he doesn't at all receive the praise that is deserved for that. And if we are to be like Christ then, following after that example, that means that we are to serve endlessly as well, to not expect praise, to do it because that is the commandment, that is the requirement of being a disciple, to love one another, to love God, that love might overflow in our hearts and spread to those around us. And yet, just like the disciples, we hear these words and we say, wow, I don't feel like I have enough faith for that. How can I have strong enough faith to love someone who has harmed me so many times? How do I have a strong enough faith to radically do the words that Christ has called me to? It's hard. It's not an easy task. And it was never meant to be easy. That if you as a Christian have felt like, wow, I've got this Christian thing down, it's so easy, I've got it down to a T, then I push on that, and I challenge you to think, really, have you figured it out? Because I haven't figured it out. Because it's hard. It's hard work. There are days where, like I said, I want praise, or there are days in which I fall to sin, and I'm like, man, I screwed up today. And I have to look at that, and I have to think, well, but it is still my role as a Christian, just as it's your role as a Christian, to get back up and to say, all right, God, forgive me, and help me to forgive others. Help me to show love. Help me to do the role that you have called me to, even when I have failed and I have messed up. There's a story of John Wesley, of course, the founder of Methodism. He struggled with faith, and he thought that for a while he had to earn his salvation. So he worked endlessly, doing all the good that he can to try it and to make it into heaven. And he thought about it one day as he's on the boat going here to America, and the boat was, there was storms, and he was worried about his life and thought he was going to die. And he thought about it, he's like, wow, am I really going to heaven? Because now I'm not sure. I'm unsure if I'm saved. And he talked to one of his mentors, a Moravian, who he had met on the ship, Peter Bueller. And Peter said to him, he said, you know, I don't think you are saved. He's like, you're struggling so much with your faith. If you were truly saved by the grace of God, you'd have no doubt that you would be in heaven if you died. And Wesley began to think about this, and he said, all right, if I don't have faith, how can I preach about it? So I should stop being a preacher. And Peter Bueller told him this famous quote that is passed on from generation, and it is, what you need to do, he said to Wesley, is you need to preach faith until you have faith. And when you have faith, you will preach it. Simply to say, do not stop doing the work of the Lord because you think you're weak at faith right now, because while you do it, you will grow in faith. And it's the same concept here for serving God. Even if you do not truly understand why you are called to love someone, and if it hurts and it's painful and you're like, I don't like this, love them anyways. Love them until your heart changes and you realize, wow, I do have compassion and understanding for this person who I thought was my enemy, who I thought all they did was hurt me. You love them. You continually show grace and compassion, and it changes your heart so that you might say, wow, I truly do understand now what it means to love as Christ loves me. And again, it's not an easy task. It's very challenging and hard. But on the other hand, I don't want you to come from this passage and say, we are to only do our duty, not have praise, and if somebody's hurting us, we're to just forgive them and let them hurt us. Because that's also not what Jesus is saying. There's a difference in Scripture between forgiving someone and letting them continually hurt you over and over. An example of this, I was actually added to this clergy page on Facebook of clergy mothers, and I just must have got added by somebody who knew I had a baby, so they're like, oh, clergy mother. Anyways, there was a story on it recently, and one of the clergy, she was venting, she was frustrated. 10 years ago, she met a young couple who said, you know, would you officiate our wedding? We want to be together. Well, the more that she got to know the couple, she realized that the young woman was actually in an extremely abusive relationship. Her fiancé was beating her up, was both vocally and physically. It was not a good situation. And so she told her, she said, you know, I don't think that you should marry him. And in fact, you need to break off this relationship. You need to get some help. And she was able to help her do this. And they were able to break it off and get the help needed. But then, 10 years later, she gets a call from the same young woman who said, hey, we're back together, and we really would like you to officiate the wedding. But the more she got to know them again, the situation didn't change. She got back together with him, he was still abusive, and she straight out said to her, she's like, I cannot marry or officiate your wedding. I cannot do it because you need help. Help that I can't give you, professional help that I'm not trained in here. Let me request you over to somebody who is more qualified in counseling and therapy to help you work through this situation. And they didn't respond. In fact, 2 weeks later, she found on Facebook a photo of them in the courthouse, and they went ahead and got married anyways. So she was conflicted. What do you do? How do you reach out when somebody is struggling like that? Jesus isn't saying, stay with someone after they're hurting you. He's saying, separate yourself, but still work at your heart to forgive, to show compassion. You don't need to stay in an unsafe situation, but your duty as a Christian is still to say, all right, how can I find compassion and love for this person? Maybe at a distance, maybe separate, but still say, they are a human being. What can I do to find love in my heart to have compassion and forgiveness for someone who has harmed me so many times? Because the words that he tells the disciples to forgive over and over again are challenging and hard. And we don't like that. We'd rather write somebody off and say, well, they were harmful to me. Goodbye. I want you out of my life. And sometimes you have to do that, but you have to change your heart to say, but I'm going to see them as a human. I'm going to show compassion. I'm going to show love. As Christians, it is a challenging task that we have each and every day. And none of us can claim to say that we have perfectly made it there yet, because we fail and we mess up. But if you're saying it's easy as a Christian and you're not even trying to forgive, then you're not following the commandment that God has given to us. Love God with your whole heart and love one another. And it's not easy. It's heart-wrenching. Like the story of my family, I said it earlier, it was so painful to do all of this love and not be thanked in return. And yet, why did I feel I had to be thanked? I was doing what God had called me to do. Show compassion. Show love. Be forgiving. And as much as it tears us apart, that is our role and our duty as Christians. So we take that challenge and we say, God, help me to be more like you every day, because you loved me so much that even if I don't love you in return or praise you, you would still do it again. Give up your life for me. That's the love we need to have for one another. Let us pray. God, following you is not an easy task. In fact, you call us to follow you to the cross, to give up our lives, to do the duty of servanthood that you have called us to be faithful. And it's a struggle each day, but we ask that you might guide our hearts, that we become more like you every day. Remind us of that love, your sacrificial love, so that we might emulate that love in the lives of those around us.